Welcome to the SDA Housing Podcast, brought to you by NDIS Property Australia. Before starting this episode, we need to provide a general disclaimer. Information contained in this podcast is general in nature only. It does not take into account the objectives, financial situation, or needs of any particular person. You need to consider your financial situation and needs before making any decisions based on the information in this podcast. And you should consider seeking independent and professional advice for your personal circumstances. All right, let's begin.
Hello, everybody. My name is Min, and I'm your co-host with Larissa and Debbie. And this is the SDA Housing Podcast, a show that explains, highlights, guides, and brings awareness about all things SDA in this ever-changing NDIS world.
Hi, Min. Hi, Larissa.
Hello to you both. I think we've got some exciting news to break out for today's podcast.
We certainly do.
So just to kind of break it down for you both. So we're celebrating today 50,000 downloads, which is 220 episodes, which I've worked out roughly is 5,500 minutes at 30 minutes approximately each, which is just around 100 hours of SDA chat.
Wow. Mm. Wow. That is impressive.
Does it feel like it's 100 hours of SDA conversation?
Gosh, no. That's like 3 weeks worth.
When you started this, did you think I'm going to speak about SDA for 100 hours?
Definitely not. But I can tell you now, I mean, the whole thing just came as such a surprise how it quickly took off and how we enjoyed doing it. And I think we've easily got another 100 hours talk.
Up the sleeve, hey?
Yeah.
Hours. Because I think once you open up the topic, it's just fascinating how many subsections of SDA and different topics within each niche.
Oh my God, yeah. It's amazing how deep you can dive.
So let's take it back to episode one or how it all began.
Well, we had one of our old employees called Emilita. She was doing spiritual women's empowerment kind of thing on her own podcast. And I said to her, well, maybe we should do a podcast ourselves. And she gave us a bit of some advice on how to begin the process. And I sat her down and said to her, let's give a little trial mock podcast. And it became podcast number one straight away with no agenda, no topic, just straight right into it. And since then, we sort of winged it all the way through to now. After 2 years, we're still winging it, obviously. And all
very much so, yeah.
We don't go in with a script here. We always go in with a bit of a blank canvas and a topic and just talk and let our thoughts go freely. And sometimes we make a few mistakes because we don't know everything and we get picked up from other people, like Bruce Bromley. Hello, Bruce, if we make mistakes. But, you know, that's to be expected because we don't know everything about all things SDA. But we've gone on a long journey, I guess, Debbie. The whole purpose is to learn ourselves and teach and encourage everyone else to collaborate with us on the podcast via our many guests, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, that's what it's all about. You know, even if we don't have all the right facts, then we find out what's wrong. We might be, as Bruce has pointed out a couple of times, no, this is not right. Well, we will correct that information and make it public knowledge. So, yeah, it is very much about us learning. They say that the best way to learn something is to teach it, and that is totally what I've found in this space as I've been educating our investors and other people we speak to. It just leads me into so many different little side alleyways, if you like, to learn different aspects of what is involved in SDA.
I remember sitting this morning with next to Larissa, and a guy called Paul was on the phone with Larissa, and he said, say hi to the podcast team.
It's quite often that I get the feedback that, hey, tell Min and Debbie and the team I love their podcast and I'm the number one listener. So it's definitely a great resource, I think, if you're an investor, if you're a real estate agent, or if you're looking to get in the SDA space in any capacity. Probably just to jump onto my next fun little fact. So I have the top three episodes that are the most listened to. Before I read those ones out and sort of topics, do you have any favorite moments or episodes or favorite guest speakers, Debbie or Min? Anything that comes to mind?
Nothing is jumping out as a favorite. I think there's been a lot of really great episodes. We've had some very interesting interviewees who've joined us along the way. I think in probably our 100th episode or 150th episode, we did actually go through our favorite episodes That's a long time ago, though. So you know, I think my favorite is, in general, when we're giving, I would say, product updates, but it's not so much product updates. It's just when things change or new information comes out and we have researched it and tried to figure out what it's about and talk about it. For example, when the price review came out in June last year, that was just so much to absorb and analyze. And I think we recorded about 6 episodes into over it. Wow. Again, with the NDIS review that came out in December, we did a couple of episodes. Well, I know one of our top ones on the list here is episode 202, the impact of NDIS 2.0, which is probably our 11th, 12th top played, downloaded episode. But yeah, I'd say that is when we are kind of sitting here in front of the mic and really, as Min said, a lot of the time we're just winging it, but just going into something new that's a big effect on the industry and our analysis, our thoughts on it.
And Min, what's your favourite?
My favourite
moment. Before I tell you what your fans love.
My favourite episode is one I have not done yet. It's been playing my head for the last 2 years.
Oh, I think I know what that is.
And I'm too scared to do it, Larissa. But every day I get closer to doing it.
Taking the plug.
And I'll do that. My favourite episode this week.
Okay.
And it's called the SDA Wall of Shame. That will be my favourite.
What I think it is.
It's the Wall of Shame, where I will call out people in the SDA industry for the dodgy shit they're doing in the NDS.
So anyone doing anything wrong?
Oh, plenty.
Cover.
Plenty of people. But you know what? This will be my favourite of all time because it unveils the truth of the bad actors in the SDA world. And unless someone, and two big providers have actually told me, Min, you should step up and do this. Because they're too afraid to do it themselves. And if we, or somebody, maybe I'll change my mind the last minute, unless somebody steps up to declare or explain or gives some clarity as to how people are being ripped off, scammed, and taken advantage of out there in the business world when it comes to SDA, there will continue to be more victims in the SDA world, right? And that will be my favourite podcast, which I will do this week. I've already booked it in my diary for this week. With a guest speaker. So that is my favourite podcast episode.
So listen in for next week. Well, just to give everyone listening a little bit of an update. So the top three were actually Queen's Gardens Residences taking the number one spot. So I don't even know. Is that a project update? Is it?
It is. I can tell you that's actually a couple of years old. I can tell you why. Because when we first started to market this project, we were emailing out the link to this episode a lot.
Getting in front of a lot of eyes. Well,
yeah.
You can just sort of see, though, the themes through this just as well. To touch on it was obviously episode number one, Welcome to NDIS Property Australia, 4 different approaches to investing in SDA. Another episode, just to name a few that have been really popular, using your SMSF to invest, episode number 5, and stuff like episode number 3, SDA statistics and data. So they're some of the most listened to episodes. Does that surprise you at all, Debbie?
Well, I guess, I mean, episode 1 through 4 are up there in the top because people start to listen at the beginning and I guess they get through to those first few episodes. And obviously these being over 2 years old now, it's evident that maybe some of the information is a little out of date. And I guess they then jump ahead to more recent episodes.
Well, that's fantastic. And what would you say out of this whole 100 hours of talking SDA has been the biggest satisfaction for you both? Like, what makes you keep doing this?
Well, I think it's what you touched on just before, Larissa, that getting feedback from people, oh, I've listened to you on the podcast, thank you, it's so informative, really love it. And when we get that feedback, it is definitely the biggest satisfaction, for sure.
I spend so much of my time in the office and also after hours and editing, creating more content, giving feedback to people, asking people for ideas. I see this as a hobby, right? It's really, and I'm really passionate, as well as Debbie and the team here. We're all very passionate about this podcast because it's our outlet to let the world know the truth about topics relevant to investors and participants and providers and builders and developers on what SDA is all about. And as from the very beginning, it was all about our journey, and not only is our journey, it's your journey too, our listeners, to get a better understanding about this complex world of SDA inside the ecosystem of NDIS. And that's why we love what we do. I mean, if I could choose one thing to do the rest of my life, it'd be a podcaster, I think.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, it's funny, a lot of people who get into podcasting, they usually stop because they can't come up with enough content. But it seems like you're churning away at that and you've always got the next few episodes planned.
Yeah.
It hasn't really felt like a chore at all. It's more like a creative outlet that just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. It is a creative outlet. And there just always seems to be more to talk about, more subjects to cover. We're always coming up with, hey, we've never discussed this aspect or that aspect. Okay, let's do a potty on it.
Yeah, and as much as a creative outlet, it's very educational and informative. And I think that's why listeners keep coming back. And I get all the phone calls going, tell Deb and Min that I love their podcast.
My biggest satisfaction is on the weekend when 3-4 days ago, a guy called Franco from Melbourne, he messaged me on LinkedIn and said, I've been following your podcast. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm listening to all of them. And I was about to sign up with this big provider who was offering JV profit share on the SIL and the SDA. But something wasn't right for the last 4 or 5 months. And it contradicts with what you and Debbie have been saying in the podcast. And I want to ask you, Min, what's your opinion? And I unleashed the truth to this guy about this said provider. And I said, mate, there's just so many lawyers coming after these guys in a class lawsuit action. This is how they operate in a very dirty way. And there are so many victims out there who've been scammed, right? And once he heard what I said, he realized, mate, that was his gut feeling as well. So if we can save one potential victim from falling prey to the wrong set of hands in the SDA world, that's enough for me to be content with what we're doing here. And the goal really here is not only giving advice and idea and education to people to understand more about the SDA world, but to beware of the big bad wolf out there, the wolf dressed in sheepskin in the SDA world.
And just on that as well, I guess, what business success do you think the podcast has given the brand? So is it sort of the brand recall? There's a suite of knowledge, there's a marketing tool. As you just mentioned, Min, it's kind of like a megaphone to voice major concerns and information. What do you specifically think that the podcast has given NDIS Property Australia? Would it be all of the above?
Well, let me ask Debbie a question here. If we didn't have a podcast, Debbie, where would we be as a business?
I think we would be about 18 months ago. What I mean by that is we wouldn't have grown anywhere near as big as we are now. Having the brand awareness and brand recognition, the stakeholders that we work closely with, quite a number of whom have come to us via the podcast, and with those business collaborations is where we develop our stock and have a really good base of developers and builders we work with. And without those, we wouldn't be able to sell as many properties as we have. And I think it's also just brought us more potential buyers, maybe not necessarily the smaller mum and dad investors, but some of the larger institutional buyers.
Yeah. I saw an email from Sean Kirkland from Formspace to a client who referred to him, and he called Min and Debbie the mavericks and pioneers of the SDA world. I thought, what's a maverick mean? Is it like a cowboy who lead the charge on the horse or into the frontier there? I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks, Sean.
And my next kind of question, I'm just going to couple more for you both. So I'm very, very interested about this question because I don't really quite know exactly what this is, but tell me more about the SDA Unlocked sub-series.
All right. So that's my baby. SDA Unlocked is a podcast episode that I record every month. Usually it goes out every month, and it is specifically about the supply and demand and our analysis on the data in a particular area. So how do we choose those areas? It might just be an area that we are selling a lot of properties or having a lot of properties coming on the market that we think is a really great area. Might be an area that possibly should be avoided. It might just be an area that We've had someone ask about, and we thought that is an interesting location to look into. The demand might have been. We've done some data reports for clients and thought that that data looked really interesting. So I've done an episode on that. So yeah, it's just a selection of different locations that we really do a more of a deep analysis on the supply and the demand and as to whether it's a good location to potentially invest in.
And to anyone listening, can they send through an email request on certain locations?
Absolutely.
Is that a way to potentially get you to do one of these episodes?
Yeah, absolutely. Haven't had anyone request one yet, but I'd love that if anyone does have a location they'd like an SDA unlocked done on. Happy to do it.
No, that's fantastic. Well, send all your emails through. I'm sure, Debbie, you're going to get swamped with a few different locations now.
And I'll just give you a hint there that normally the data reports cost $275. So if you want to get it for free, give us some locations you'd want us to do the SDA Unlocked sub-series episodes on.
No, that's actually a really great tool because I think that there's an amazing amount of research that goes behind these reports. Like, so just talk to us through with the reports what sort of goes on in the back end for anyone that doesn't quite understand what's involved.
Yeah, look, so we analyze firstly the NDIA quarterly stats that come out from the horse's mouth, as you like. That's a pretty involved spreadsheet that has about 18 different tabs and lots and lots and lots of numbers. We extrapolate that data and see where the differences are between the demand, between the supply. We then look at we also take the information from the Australian Bureau of Statistics and NDIS figures from that area and just bring it all together. We also analyse places like the housing hub information on properties that they've got for rent that are SDA. Also the SDA finder on the NDIS website. And we include any other intel that we've gleaned from builders and developers, from providers, from lenders, just on what's happening in a particular area, as well as general sort of demographic information and growth information. So we bring all that together into our reports. And yes, they are, you know, it does take us quite a while to bring all that together and report on it, put it into a form that we hope is readable and understandable.
That's so fantastic. Yeah. SDA Unlock sort of shines a light on that.
It does, yeah. And I, you know, it's a 10 or 15 minute episode I record just to run through that, the basic supply and demand data and what we think, our analysis of it.
Oh, that'll be exciting. Sign me up for that one. Also, it's all of the SDA podcast.
It is.
No, fantastic. And I guess for the last question, what's in store for the future of the podcast?
I don't know.
Another 100 hours?
Or? Easily another 100, 200 hours. Look, it comes down to really how far we want to push our number of a list of speakers we want to invite and interview, because I'm sure the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years that there'll be more changes in the SDA world. There'll be more players coming in and going out. There'll be more challenges we come across. And all these variable factors will make an impact on how we present and what we talk about. I think that's my opinion. Debbie, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think very much there. We've seen so many changes over the last few years that it's going to continue going down that path. So there'll be a lot to talk about, a lot of analysis to undergo with what those upcoming changes are going to be. And as we meet new people in the industry, interviewing them. And there's still a lot of people out there who I think are experts in their particular field that we would love to have to invite on to the podcast as a guest speaker.
Yeah. Anyone listening, please reach out to us. We'd love to interview you and learn about your journey in the NDIS or SDA space. And we'd love to connect and collaborate, please, because we're all about sharing information and helping each other. And we, Debbie, we've learned a lot ourselves. I think I want to rephrase an answer I gave to Alyssa earlier, and that was, you know, our impact. What do we get out of this? If we didn't have a podcast, we wouldn't push it. We wouldn't be pushing ourselves to meet more people, learn more things, absorb more information, and keep thinking outside the square. Because everything that we do as a business is because we think outside the square to do things differently. That's how we operate as a business. And that primary spearhead there really is the podcast. Because if we don't keep on learning and evolving and changing and growing, how will you become better as a person or as a business? And I think that impact, the impact of the podcast really has helped our brand, yeah, sure, but definitely helped our knowledge. And we encourage everyone out there to keep on listening and keep on clicking like and subscribe and keep on giving us feedback to us, because without you, our listeners, we don't have an audience to talk to. So,
yeah.
And just on that, so a big thank you to anyone that's listened and downloaded and attributed to the 50,000 downloads. Is there any final words that you want to say to any of your listeners?
Well, yeah, a big thank you definitely to our listeners. But I also want to thank all of our guest speakers.
Yeah.
There's been some fantastic speakers we've had on. Thank you to all of you so much for taking your time to share your insight and knowledge. Yeah, but look, I think we've got a lot more to talk about. Yeah, so keep listening.
Yeah, that's all.
Now, beautiful. We might wrap it up and happy 50,000 downloads.
Yay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you are subscribed and following us so you can keep in the loop with all of our upcoming episodes. We would really appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star rating, a written review, and to share this podcast with those that could benefit. Until next time, catch you on the next episode.